Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 124. Once a bitch, always a canuck.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bass Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
This is Anvil.
The first episode of 2012.
Yeah, it's good to be back. You know, we had a little layover, you know, with our end of the year dual show, and then we had the best of the year music. Took a little bit of a break for the New Year, spent time with our families. How was your Christmas and New Year's, Duck?
It was actually pretty good, you know, just spending it with the family and going out with a couple friends here and there. New Year's, nothing too special, just stayed at home, just had cousin and her fiancé over, just watching a couple movies before the ball dropped.
Oh, that's cool. Sounds like a good time.
Yep. What about you?
Christmas was fun. I mean, I had to work, but it was a good time. We had our Christmas party, which was great. We had a lot of members from, you know, the Land of Ash, and a lot of other programs dropping through. And for New Year's, I actually hung out with Team Prudelsa Ray at the Fight Team party.
Right, and how was that?
It was great. I love those guys. They're really great over there.
And they had a really good year. And they had, you know, enough of a reason to celebrate. Not just for the start of a new year, but for everything that they accomplished in 2011.
Yes. They've done a lot. And 2012 is going to be a year that people really have to watch them.
Right.
Because there's a lot of fights coming up for them, too.
Yep.
Matt Daugherty is fighting Golden Gloves this month.
Yep.
Along with that, March 10th, he's fighting for a title. And, you know, a couple other guys are going to be fighting soon. We'll have all that up soon, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a quite eventful winter for a lot of our friends in the MMA world.
Exactly. Actually, this month, January 28th, Cage Titans is having their next event down at the Plymouth Memorial Hall.
Which is a great venue. Granted, the acoustics aren't perfect.
Yeah, but when you're there for a fight, the acoustics don't need to be perfect. You're not listening to music.
Well, I know that, but I mean when it comes to announcing, you know, the ring announcer announcing who the fighter is. Because I remember when that was my first MMA event that I attended. And so having to hear the announcer just go,
oh, no, that's just him.
Oh, it's just him?
That's not the venue, it's him.
It's him?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the one that we went to in Saugus Arena?
No, because I've actually seen the same announcer at the other Cage Titans event.
Yeah.
It's actually the same guy, actually.
Yeah.
He does most of the local events.
So, do you think he just, like, holds the mic too close to his mouth, or what?
I don't know what it is, but he's got to figure that one out.
Mm.
And I know he messes up a lot of team names. So.
Well, no, that's the Saugus Arena guy.
Well, no, same guy.
Oh.
This is both the same guy.
Oh, wait, this?
Yep.
Wait, so the Cage Titan guy was the same guy as the...
Same as AFO, they all use the same guy.
Really?
Yes.
That is... Are you sure about that? Because I'm pretty certain that there was a totally different guy.
Nope, same guy.
Okay.
Tall, Caucasian, bald-headed, yes.
You sure? Because I thought the Cage Titans guy had hair.
No. Just because I know from the time I've worked with Team Prudelsa Ray, they keep on telling him how to pronounce his name and they still get it wrong.
Right.
That's the only reason I remember this guy.
You know what I must be thinking? It's maybe the stupidest thing, but when I think of ring announcers, I think of...
The Buffers.
So
Bruce
maybe...
Bruce and Michael.
Right, Bruce and... I'm thinking of, like, like Michael Buffer or Bruce Buffer.
We watched Michael Buffer last week at the UFC event.
Right.
Which, you know, was a really good event, too.
Right. Shocking, though.
Shocking.
Very shocking. I won't say that the outcome was shocking. The after effects were more of the jaw-dropper.
I think so, too.
But shall we go into that?
Yeah, why not? So, myself, Duck, Blue, and Pandalicious all hung out and watched, you know, UFC the other night, main event, Brock Lesnar versus Alistair Overeem.
Right.
There were some good fights on this card.
Yeah, I don't think this was like, this was not a disappointing night.
No. Hendricks versus Fitch. Everybody had Fitch going. Hendricks knocked him out.
Yeah.
You know, it was good to see, you know, somebody else do it for a chance.
Yes.
Fight of the night had to be Diaz Cerrone.
Yeah.
3 rounds of pure awesomeness. I think the judges definitely got it wrong because unfortunately they didn't give Cerrone any rounds.
Right. He should have at least gotten the second round.
He dominated in the second round. Mm. And he did really well in the third. But we're not the judges. We don't call how they call it. They're professionals,
yes.
I guess. That's what you want to call them.
Right.
But it was a good fight.
Do you think they even go to a school where they get taught how to judge?
I don't know. I know referees have to go take classes. I think judges should have to, too.
Agreed. Like, Dana White should open up his own, like, UFC school.
Oh, man.
Not a gym, but like a school that will teach people who don't want to fight but want to referee, judge, be a part of the experience.
Well, that's usually handled by the state, though.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. And then also we get to the main event.
Yep.
And it was looking pretty decent for a little bit. Brock Lesnar still looked a little hesitant, especially in the stand-up.
You could kind of see it in his eyes that he wasn't 100% there.
Yeah.
He was concerned that he would get injured again.
Exactly. He just came back from having 12 inches of his colon removed because of diverticulitis.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens. The fight goes on, and he suffers a liver kick.
You never come back from a liver kick.
Nah, he went down, and Alistair Overeem wailed on him. Referee ended it. And then the shocker came.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar was speaking to the crowd,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "This is the last time you'll see me in the octagon. I'm retiring."
And that even took Dana White by surprise.
Yes. So,
because he promised his wife, the former Sable, that if he had lost, this would be his final match.
And if he had won, he would have continued on for a chance at another title. But.
And then, as soon as he won it, he would have retired right then and there as a champion. But, in all honesty, when he started talking, you could kind of, again, see it in his eyes that something was going to happen, that he was probably done with the sport.
Yeah, but we all know he's going to wind up in the WWE again, doing that fake crap.
He's either going to do that, or he'll probably go to TNA.
No, he's going WWE. The UFC's already given permission for him to go.
Okay. Well, it's not a surprise. I mean, he's actually been speaking about going back and doing a couple more matches for Vince McMahon, so.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think I could ever do that.
Why not?
It's fake.
Well,
you're more of an actor than anything.
An actor, but you are still getting a few punches and kicks in there. Not as hardcore as UFC or any other MMA faction, but you're still going out there, you're training like crazy, you're still getting really hurt.
It's still not close to the, you know, the same.
I mean, look at Mick Foley.
Yeah, but he fought in Japan where it's different. And that's back in the day when, you know, when you fought over there, you actually got hurt.
The Japanese death matches. I mean, Terry Funk made that famous as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not too surprised that he'll be heading back to WWE. What I'm curious to see is if Lesnar will get his match between him and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, I know that Stone Cold's been retired from the WWE, but I wouldn't be surprised if they brought him back just for one more match, because he's still really fit.
Yeah, but he suffered a neck injury.
Well, that was back in 97, and he still wrestled from that.
No, but he suffered another one in an accident.
Okay.
From what I've read.
All right.
There's a lot going on in the MMA world.
Should you bring up the big happy news that you've been hoping to hear for a long time?
You know what? We've known it for a long time, but it's not happy because it just puts another mark on the sport.
Right.
Chris Cyborg Santos, Strikeforce Women's Champion, tests positive for anabolic steroids.
I noticed you were kind of stammering while you were trying to say women's champion.
Well, I'm sorry. Her husband looks more, you know, womanly than she does. Her name's Chris. His name's Evangelista. Come on.
I think he even has bigger boobs than her.
I'm not. I wasn't looking at her chest.
Well, that's the point. She doesn't have one.
I was trying not to throw up. Okay, shut up. But let's move into a little bit of happier news.
Yep.
I want to say congratulations to Chuck Liddell, who became a daddy yesterday. So,
is this kid number 3 for him?
I don't know. I don't keep track of how many children.
Why? But I was just asking. I thought he had like a couple other kids beforehand.
I don't know, but he became a daddy yesterday.
Okay. Congrats, Chuck Liddell. You're a daddy. Possibly again.
Shut up! We are going to be fighting now. I'm going to have to kick your ass. Man.
You know, just because Anvil knows things about the professional lives of MMA fighters doesn't mean he knows about personal lives. He knows only some. He doesn't know all. He's not the great grand wizard of MMA.
Great grand wizard of MMA. What is that?
I don't know. I just came up with it.
What?
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm like, what? Well, I'm wikiing this, and this is the couple's first daughter. Wait, hold on. He has 3 children.
Aha!
Wait. Trista, with a female MMA fighter. Casey, a son named Cade, and an unnamed baby daughter.
So it's 4th.
Well, the unnamed could be the little girl that he just had yesterday.
Right, so 4 kids.
No. 3.
No, because you said two daughters, 1 son, and a 4th.
No. Had a daughter, Trista, with female MMA fighter, Casey Nolan.
Oh, okay.
That's the mother. And then Cade, and then this unnamed, who, her name is actually Guinevere, according to his last update on Facebook. Where there's actually a picture of him with his child.
All right.
It's a very nice picture. So I just want to say congratulations to Chuck and his family on the new addition.
Right. So I was right. It was his 3rd kid.
So?
Give me some credit.
I don't want to. Do I have to?
I'll take it anyway.
And now you're looking at me. Stalker. There you go. There's your credit.
Okay.
I'm calling you a stalker.
Moving on.
Okay. We're moving on to.
Well, what else is going on in the sports world? Well, what about football?
Well, playoffs start technically today.
Yeah.
By the time you guys see this, the games will have already happened. The Patriots have a 1st-round bye. While they actually made some changes. Their offensive coordinator, who's staying on for the rest of the playoffs, is going to be the new head coach of Penn State. Former offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is joining the team as an offensive assistant coach.
Yep.
For the rest of this season, and will become offensive coordinator next year. So, Josh was with us up until 09 when he went to coach the Denver Broncos, which should, you know, really help us. He knows the team.
Yep.
We'll see where that goes from there.
Now, you were saying that when he was with the Broncos, he brought in Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he talked him into drafting Tim Tebow. So, he's made some decent decisions. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So, it should be interesting. Now, who are you calling for Super Bowl?
Pat's Packers.
You're saying Pat's Packers?
Yeah, and then we'll just sit there while cock it and fling it. Because both defenses suck. But I think ours is a lot better than theirs.
Because one of the games that we were playing earlier, which we'll get to in just a bit after sports, you said that the Saints and the Patriots could also be, like, the Super Bowl pick.
They could. But, I feel like the Pats will play the Packers in the Super Bowl. I'd love to see the Packers not in it. We have a friend of the group who is from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I get a chance to talk to this individual, I love to tease them about that aspect. Because, you know, it's just fun. You know, that's the best part about being a sports fan. And since, unfortunately, Wisconsin doesn't have many real sports teams,
mm-hmm.
I have to make fun of them about something.
Right. Plus, it would be kind of a redo of the 1997 Super Bowl.
You have to bring that game up, don't you?
I did bring it up, because it's interesting to point out.
Freaking Desmond Howard.
At least 15 years.
Fucking Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. That was back when we still had Bill Parcells as our coach and
Drew Bledsoe. And I believe Tom Brady was a freshman in college.
Yep. So we're gonna have to see where this goes. I mean, you know, whatever the case might be, I know we'll be in for some good Super Bowl commercials.
But you wanna know what the funny part is?
Yeah.
The Packers still had Brett Favre. You know, he was in year number 376 out of Well, he's, you know...
525,600 seasons.
What?
When you say a number, for some reason the first thing that comes up is that stupid song from Rent.
Well,
my bad.
Now my joke's now ruined. Ouch.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
So, how about hockey?
I don't want to talk about it.
We have to.
I don't wanna.
Well, we just watched the Bruins take on the Canucks, who, they were the ones that face off against each other during the Stanley Cup. And let's just say this one was a brawl room fight. Did I say brawl instead of bar room fight?
Yeah.
My bad.
It's supposed to be bar room
brawl. Bar room brawl. My bad. See, we're still trying to get back into it since it's been like a month.
But, you know,
all the penalties.
There were a ton of penalties. There were a lot of stupid calls by the referees. One of them, they actually ejected Milan Lucic at the beginning during a fight. He was stepping onto the ice for a shift change, and they called him for coming off the bench and ejected him. Brad Marchand clipped one of their players.
Flipped him upside down.
He got a 5-minute major and was ejected, and during that 5 minute, they scored twice, and we were never able to recover. We lost 4-3. But we've lost two games in the last, like, I think we've lost two games since the last time we did a show.
Yep. Which is not too bad.
No, but
we don't want to see our home team lose.
No, and when we're tearing it up and we're scoring. The other night we went 9-0. Before that was 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you kind of get used to things.
Right. It's kind of like, I saw someone post this on my Facebook. You know your team's good when your first loss in a while is considered a losing streak, and more than two losses in a row is a drought.
Yeah.
Something around along those lines. If someone can send me the correct way of saying that, I would be much obliged. I apologize if my vernacular is different.
Did somebody get you, like, word of the day calendar for Christmas?
No.
Did you throw in all, like, gigantic words, vernacular and crap like that?
I've been just listening to a lot of Bus Driver lately.
I don't understand that.
The rapper?
I understand who he is. I don't get it.
If you've ever listened to Bus Driver, he's got, like, the most weirdest type of language when he's rapping. He's using words that you actually have to look up in the dictionary to find out what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't know, man. I just don't know.
They say if you listen to Bus Driver before taking the SATs, you will do far better in the English section.
Really?
Really.
What if you don't speak English?
Then you're not supposed to be taking the SATs.
How do you know? Are you denying people that don't speak English a chance for a better life?
Well, it's in English.
What if they can read it but can't speak it?
Well, then they can actually take the test then.
Yeah, but they have to speak it in their head.
Right.
Ah! Come on. Come with a comeback.
Speak with their head?
Yeah, what if they're trying to talk it over in their head, but, you know, their mind's in a different language?
I don't know then.
Okay, neither do I.
So how about basketball? Or are we still pretending that doesn't exist?
Huh? What is the sport that you're talking about?
It's the thing with the orange ball and the bumps and the lines in there. And it's kind of like hockey, but on feet instead of skates.
Not even close. You can't score 100 goals in a game. That would be amazing.
Alright, so should we move away from sports?
Hold on. I'm still trying to picture scoring 100 goals in a game. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
The coach is like, you know what? Y'all can't stop a puck. I'm going to try. That's like, you know, when Will Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game by himself.
Yep.
That's the NBA record.
Yep, it is.
Michael Jordan only got 63.
Mm-hmm. Yet he still boasts that he is the best.
That's right. He thinks he is.
Yes.
Bill Russell has more rings.
Mm-hmm.
Will Chamberlain scored more in a game. Just because, you know, they don't have sneakers.
Yeah. And remember, Bill Russell was a big deadhead, so just imagine what was in his system while he was playing basketball.
He played 13 seasons and won 11 championships.
And he was high for 3/4 of them.
Oh, you give him that much credit for, you know, only being high for 3/4? You're right.
7/8.
I think he's still high today.
Well, that's what happens when you sit around and listen to the Grateful Dead all the time. Yep.
Who doesn't love Jerry Garcia?
I used to have one of his dolls. You know how they have like the dancing bear dolls?
And the conversation gets awkward again.
Well, no, they actually made, like, a Jerry Garcia doll, and, like, his right hand was missing half the middle finger, like, in real life.
Aw, you make fun of his missing middle finger?
Well, no, that's how the doll was. They say he played better that way, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, who's that member of Black Sabbath who's missing, like, 3 of his fingers?
Oh.
But, anyway, shall we move on to video games?
I guess.
So, while we're on the subject of sports, Anvil and I just started getting into NFL Blitz. For those of you who don't remember this game, this was sort of like NBA Jam, but with football. There's like no penalties, 30 yards for a down, and players catch on fire when they're doing very well.
And the Duck kept on cheating because I was beating him.
Well, no. What do you mean? With that whole spin thing?
No, the fact that I'd go to throw the ball at somebody, you tackle them before the ball was even there.
Well, that's the thing about this game. There are no penalties, so there's no pass interferences.
I was beating the Duck by 3 touchdowns, so he kept on tackling my wide receiver before the ball could get there. Because there's no penalty, so I couldn't beat him anymore.
Well, I wasn't going to catch up to you anyway. It was like 30 seconds left of the quarter.
Actually, you did it for most of the game.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we were playing on the same team against the computer.
Yep.
Once we went up by 50, they started doing the same thing.
Yep.
I'm pissed.
Because I think it started reading our movements.
I think the Duck was, you know, paying them off.
That's impossible. You cannot pay off artificial intelligence. I fucked that one up.
Oh, just a little bit.
Yeah. So, if you remember NFL Blitz, it is like the NBA Jam of football. It was originally created by the same people over at Midway, but then when Midway folded, EA Sports bought them up and decided to bring it back as an Xbox Live PSN title, and not as a physical copy release.
Okay.
So, what I like about this is it keeps true to the old school of the original NFL Blitz. The one I used to play on the Nintendo 64 back in the heyday.
Yes.
Now, there are a couple things that they did have to take out of it. Like, I believe one of the things they took out was, like, the way that you can tackle players after the play was over. And I think they did that because they had to go with some rules of the NFL.
I don't know. There was one play that you tried to run the ball, I picked you up and body slammed you.
Well, that was while the play was still going on, but after the play was over,
the look on your face was hilarious. you were running for that first time, I picked you up and slammed you.
Yep.
You had that like, oh, what the fuck?
Now, how did you feel the control scheme was for this game?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Were you just having issues trying to figure out how to tackle, or...
I would hit dive, and I'd have to hit it, and finally the fifth time he would dive. It sucked.
Well, remember, you can't switch, you know, players during the game, or during the play. So if one player wasn't doing his job, you could switch to another one and have him do that job.
Yeah, but if you're hitting a button for him to dive and it's not diving, that's not the player, it's the control.
Well, perhaps there's one or two kinks left in the system that will probably be fixed with an update.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I thought the graphics were pretty good in it, though.
They weren't bad.
I mean, they weren't Madden NFL good, but they were really good for an Xbox Live arcade title. But I'm happy that this game has come back because, you know, I've been kind of tired with Madden NFL the past couple of years because they've been practically doing the same thing over and over again the last few releases.
Okay.
Like, it's going back to me believing that when it comes to Madden, and maybe every baseball game or football, basketball, that they should release a new one every other year so they can actually work on making them better. And then just simply, when the next season comes along, just doing an update so you can download the latest rosters.
Really?
Yeah.
What about people that don't play online?
Even though you don't get the subscription to Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus, like I don't have PlayStation Plus, but I can still get the updates for free. But if you have Xbox Live, but just the regular version, not Xbox Live Gold, you can still download the updates for free. There are just some titles that you can't get through, like the arcade. I believe that's how it works.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like the setup. I'd like to see a few things change, but...
For what? For this?
For Madden.
For Madden? Yeah. Well, what are some things you would like to see him change for Madden?
It'd be kind of cool if you could watch a play, like an instant replay, from the coach's perspective.
From the coach's perspective?
Yeah, like, you know, you're actually looking out at the field like a coach would.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
And then see if there's any sort of challenges you can
throw. Exactly. It's, you know, when you go to challenge a play, you know, be like, coach's perspective.
Right.
And then you actually have to throw the flag yourself.
Yep.
Kind of cool.
Well, I believe you can do that in the game, but you can't see it from the coach's perspective.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad idea. Maybe they can probably work on something like that. But going back to NFL Blitz, what I like about NFL Blitz, too, is like NBA Jam, you can do, like, the crazy head mode and unlock different teams like zombies and pirates and ninjas and all those crazy kooky character teams. I'm wondering if there are going to be, like, any celebrities you can unlock in this game. Like, how in NBA Jam you can play as the Beastie Boys. Why are you diss the Beastie Boys like that?
Hey, I love the Beastie Boys. They fought for our right to party. But in NBA Jam, that game sucked.
I know, which is why I'm glad that NFL Blitz does it.
It's kind of insulting to the Beastie Boys.
Well, I remember when they first came out on NBA Street. I don't know if you remember that game.
Yeah.
And if I recall, too, if you bought the GameCube version, you can play as Mario and Luigi and all those characters as well. But thankfully, NFL Blitz here doesn't fumble the way the NBA Jam double dribbled.
Mm.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
good. Way to go, Doc. Way to go.
Good. So, from what I've played so far, I could give this maybe like a 4.6 out of 5.
Okay. I'll give it a 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah.
It's definitely the type of football experience I've been wanting from Madden, but not have been getting. But the one complaint I do have is the fact that you can't change the length of the quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been a complaint that a lot of people have been talking about.
Yeah, but I mean,
a lot of times
this game goes, though, it takes forever just to play a game because, you know, you're scoring so often.
Right. And that's a good point that a lot of these reviewers aren't saying.
Because I've played like this. Okay, I'm going to use Madden, for example. I've played Madden in 15-minute quarters.
Yep.
Did you know that they stop counting points at a certain time?
They do?
Yep. I've done that. It's like 163, I think it is.
Yep.
And then I continue scoring. I'm like, what the hell? Start, keep counting my points. So, like, I'll be playing with my boys, and they'll have to sit there and keep track of your score to see who scored more.
Right.
I mean, I've actually had games, because it takes so long that I've rushed for 2,000 yards in a game.
Yikes.
One game. Imagine if they did that in the NFL. It's called Guaranteed Hall of Fame.
Yep. But, yes, you do have a point with that. And another point should be noted that when after the play is over, the clock stops.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get like 10 seconds to choose your next play. But yeah, it's like I said, it's a minor complaint. If you've got friends that want to play longer games, then you'd be out of luck. But NFL Blitz does contain that sort of gameplay value that, as I've mentioned, Madden has been lacking these past couple years.
I guess.
Well, from an original standpoint.
Yeah, but there's not much you can do with football, though.
Right.
Like, when you're doing a realistic game, there's not a ton you can do. I think this year might be a little bit different since, you know, we had a lot of passing going on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Right. Well, there's another demo I got to try out that Anvil refused to do, even though I told him it was kind of cool. It was called Kung Fu High Impact, and it was a Kinect title where...
Wait. I did not refuse to do it. I said I didn't feel like doing Kinect. I'm too tired.
Okay.
Huge difference.
So, the camera on the Kinect places you, yourself, not like your crazy little avatar, into the game. So, when you're watching it on the screen, it's you, not like some cartoon character. And you're starting to battle it out against, like, ninjas and such.
You kick people in the face?
Yep, you can get people in the face. You can do backflips. It was actually a pretty cool demo. And it gave you one level and four rounds. And it measures your punches, your kicks, and what to do when you want to flip. You've got to jump up and, like, bend backward. Not really do a flip, but unless you can do something like that, which... I cannot. And the graphics are a little bit simplistic, but it doesn't take away from the fun experience that this game has. And it looks like it's one of those games that you can have a few friends over and you can goof off and make fun of one another while you're playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a little bit of caution with this demo. Try it out first. But I wouldn't run to the store to buy it just yet, because I've been reading reviews for it, and they haven't been good.
Yeah.
They've been sucky. I think I've only read one good review. Everything else was like 5 and below.
Ooh.
But I thought it was fun. I give the demo itself a 3.8 out of 5. Like I said, not the game, the demo. Try it out. See if you like it. There is, though, one other demo that I got to try, too, for the Kinect. It's called Motion Sports Adrenaline. And in this demo, you got to try out the sport of wingsuit. Now, you know what the wingsuit is, right?
Yes.
If you've ever seen... I'm trying to think of a good movie that used it.
None.
Not true. Not a good movie... But a movie that showcased it pretty well, nonetheless. Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. I'm sorry for mentioning really bad video game-based movies. Just be glad I didn't mention anything by... See?
No!
See? So, in the wingsuit demo, you had to collect coins to earn points and reach higher level medal awards. And while at the same time, you had to... You know, avoid, like, obstacles that were in your way, like trees and rocks. And what I liked about the demo was it really measured your movements perfectly. Like, when you squatted down, you started flying lower. when you rose up and you started flapping, you started rising hot. Flapping with an L.
So, you're telling me you stood in your room, squatting and flapping your arms like a bird.
So long as no one else was watching me do it, I was okay.
There we go. And you wanted me to do this.
I would have left the room if you felt uncomfortable.
You ain't getting me to flap my arms like a bird. Now, this sounds like a game my nephew would love, but he's about 2 years old.
He could enjoy it. I mean,
never mind. He'd get bored with it.
Well, the whole obstacle aspect of the demo, you know, added a sort of concentration and exercise perspective to the game. Because you got to like move up and down, you know, turn left, turn right. I wanted to say it's kind of like one of the Wii Fit Plus titles where you do have to flap you dress as a chicken and you flap your wings and get to the points. But in the control style-wise, not in the actual gameplay style-wise, they're two totally different ways of scoring points. So, the Wingspan game was fun, but I am curious to see what the rest of the games are like in Motorsports Adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to bring. Because I think it would have been great if you had at least gotten one other sport to try out, not just the Wingspan. Kind of like when Kinect Sports Season 2, when that demo came out, you had the chance to play both tennis and golf.
Yes.
Because you want a really good feel of what to expect somewhat from a game. For the demo of Motion Sports Adrenaline, I'll give it a 4 out of 5. I mean, maybe I'll rent it through Gamefly and do a full review of it sometime, but there's a couple other titles that are on my list first that I need to get through. Alright, Anvil. It's time to face
the
music.
Wait, we're there already?
Yes, we are.
How long have we been doing the show?
We've only been doing it for 40 minutes.
And yet we're almost done.
Yeah, not a lot to talk about, even though that it's been a month since we've been gone. I mean, we could talk about Kim Jong-il dying and all that fun stuff, but
no, that's politics. We don't do politics here.
Well, not much. Unless it's something that should be noteworthy.
Can we do a normal O for fuck's sake about the normal thing?
Sure. Do you want to do an O for fuck's sake about...
Yeah, you complained about it yesterday. I've complained about it for a while.
Yeah, the NBTA O for fuck's sake... Chapter 17.
Alright, I'm going to start it up like this. I take the MBTA to, you know, Boston every day.
Yep.
Trains are always breaking down. They're inconsistent. I keep on getting to work late. And not only that, these people are stupid. Now, Monday, the Celtics played in Boston.
Yep.
They were running one cab trolleys. Okay.
What the hell?
The E line runs every 15 minutes out of there. That's the one that I need to get to work.
Yep.
I was actually late for work because I couldn't push my way into a train because they were so packed that when the doors opened, people fell out of them. Now, we get that bad with two train trolleys, but you can still force your way in.
Right.
They just consolidated it down badly.
So they're pulling like a Tokyo here.
No, even worse, Tokyo wouldn't be that bad.
Really?
Yes.
And I've been in a Tokyo train when it's been packed in. It's not fun.
No. Let's just say I was standing on a railing when I finally got into one.
Yikes.
Yes. I'm surprised it didn't break. But, like, everything's been really inconsistent lately. And then they decided they're doing construction at the Wonderland train station on the back without telling anybody.
You're kidding me.
We come walking out, and there's a fence there. Everything's torn down. We have to walk all the way down to...
That's right.
The parking lot that used to be next door?
Yep.
You're walking all the way down there, because that's where they turned into a bus stop and everything.
That's right. When Panda and Blonick and I went into Boston that night, it was all fenced out.
Yeah.
So, before we get to the main complaint, I'll tell you my complaint about...
Right.
I take the bus to my regular normal job as well. So I get there for 10:50. Bus is supposed to come at 10:54. I'm waiting. 11 o'clock goes by. And then 11:10 goes by, and the bus never shows up. So while I'm waiting, I decide to try to call up the NBTA hotline. And they put me on hold for 10 minutes. By the time that was over, I had been waiting outside for a total of maybe 35, 40 minutes for a bus that never came. The only one that showed up was one that said, not in service.
Yeah, they have that happen way too many times. How do you have so many buses driving, but they're all out of service?
I know, it's bullshit. So fortunately, Blonick was able to bail me out on this one.
Well, that was good.
But it pisses me off. Which leads us to why we're really pissed off at the MBTA right now.
They're talking about charging us more money.
For a piss poor service.
Alright, and I'm not talking, a nickel or dime or any of that.
Nope.
We're talking 50 cents for a bus ride and 75 cents for a train ride.
Which is bullshit. We might as well just start driving in.
Or more. It could go higher. They've talked as much as another dollar or two, too.
Which is bullshit.
Because they instead of fixing their trains to spend on all this construction, they just built an entire giant parking garage that wasn't needed.
Right.
There's two parking lots, and they closed off one of them and built the parking garage.
Because we had two perfectly good ones. We had one right there at the Wonderland Station, yep. And one right across the street from where the dog track used to operate.
And then the one in back.
That one, too.
But they now blocked that one off. The other one's still blocked while they're finishing this garage. And that's millions of dollars that could have fixed these trains, and it's coming out of our pocket.
Why do you build more trains?
Yeah, why do you need a garage? I mean, really?
We've never needed one in the past.
Exactly.
And I just think it's bullshit that they're going against us, the people that really need it. Like, it just fucking pisses me off. Like, they haven't done any toll hikes lately. Cross your fingers that they don't do that either.
Yeah.
In fact, weren't they supposed to drop the toll booths as soon as construction was done on those bridges?
Well, that's what they said, but those never changed. And they're talking about a bunch of other things to help save money, like getting rid of E-Line trains on the weekends. Alright, if you take the E-Line, that takes you to Northeastern University.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you to Longwood Medical, Brigham and Women's, Children's Hospital.
Brings you to some really
needed places.
Needed places.
And you're talking about getting rid of it to save money on weekends?
I mean, can't. Because really? There are people, for Anime Boston, I have to take the E-Line to get to the Prudential.
Yes.
I could easily take in the other trains, but what I like about the E-Line is it actually brings you inside of the Prudential Center.
Exactly.
So when it's like late at night and you don't want to really walk the streets, you want to just go down to the Prudential Center, underground from the mall, and just simply take that E-Line train safely back to your hotel.
Exactly, but to them it's all about money. And not the customer. We're the ones giving them the money, basically.
Yep.
I think we should boycott the MBTA for a day. Teach them a lesson.
Specifically on a day when neither of us are working.
Yeah. A Saturday.
Yeah.
Some Saturday we should all boycott the MBTA.
But it's just bullshit and it just keeps getting worse and worse. We were talking with one of the guys from Fantastic Four. He was telling about the horror stories he had in L.A. with their bus system. Because
mm-hmm.
He talks about how his also sometimes doesn't show up at all when it's supposed to. Sometimes not at all.
Exactly. But it's just too common. That's the problem.
I mean, if we could adopt the same system that, say, New York City has done with their bus systems and their trains. And I believe their trains, maybe their buses too, run 24/7.
Yeah.
Which would be fantastic to have in Boston, especially for, late night concerts and all that fun stuff that goes on within the city.
Exactly. But no, we can't get that. It's all about money, 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 money. How much money can we make? Woohoo, we need our money. Damn money-hungry bureaucrats.
Well, it's not the bureaucrats, it's the people running the MBTA.
Yeah, but it all comes from somewhere.
Yeah. You might have a point in that. But it just... I'm sorry. It just pisses me off to no end that they continue to treat the people that need the system like total shit. And then they expect us again to help pay for, what, another golden tub or something?
Never mind. I'm going to be polite on this one, so... We can end it with that. I think we complained enough about it.
Yep. So, now that you got that out of your system, let us concentrate. As you know, Anvil and one of the Ash writers, Vicious Smith, have been kind of going back and forth about anime. And Anvil basically said, you would not watch an anime unless it had something of your interest.
And I basically told Vicious Smith, if you can find something, I'll watch it.
Well, Christmas came for Anvil in the form of the first two volumes of Baki the Grappler, a Muay Thai MMA anime. So, Anvil, this is your spotlight.
Shut up! Take the light off of me. The duck's really holding a light over me. I feel like I'm in prison right now or being interrogated.
Yeah, you wouldn't be in prison if you were interrogated. You'd go to prison after you were interrogated if you did something wrong.
No, not if you committed a crime inside prison, then they interrogate you there.
Oh, okay.
So, Vicious Smith sent me Baki the Grappler. Wow. So, I watched both of them, which it's actually the first two seasons.
Well, first two volumes.
Whatever. Because there's a whole bunch of episodes in it.
Yeah.
I call them a season. Just let me be.
Okay, fine.
I watched 200 minutes of this crap. Come on, they had him fight a giant monkey. Really?
That's anime for you.
Yeah, but they beat up the monkey and they have respect and then he returns a monkey's skull and the monkey gives him a tooth? Really? Oh, man. And then there's this gigantic, supposed to be 13-year-old, 400-pound, like, 7-foot-tall mob boss.
Wait, 13 years old?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And his face was all cut up and everything, and then they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the second series. Baki fights this dude, and he winds up, like, stripping off his clothes and wearing the little diaper thing.
You mean like a sumo wrestler?
Yeah, it was kind of gross, but they drew his ass in a weird way. They had them all like scarred up, and they said that the whole family got a certain tattoo, and they told a story behind it.
Yep.
That this man was carrying a bell, and he was attacked by some bandits, and they cut him up, and he died. But he stood there and didn't fall to the ground or drop the bell.
Yeah.
And on his back was a child that is actually the last member of that family, so everyone got a tattoo of that man that saved their family's lineage on their back.
Yeah.
Dude, it goes and attacks another family, gets himself sliced up to make it look better.
Oh.
It was weird. Baki's dad shows up, and he's like Mr. Super Fighter, and, you know, it started to get kind of good, kind of, when it ended. But, yeah, I am definitely not an anime fan. This did not change my mind.
We don't expect you to become like a hardcore anime fan. We're just trying to find one title that you might like besides Sergeant Frog, because
yeah, but I wouldn't go out and buy Sergeant Frog either.
Well, thankfully it's on Netflix on demand, so you can just watch it on there, no problem.
If I had Netflix. Not everybody has Netflix. Oi. So, I watched both. See, this is the hard part, is it started getting kind of good when it ended. And part of me says, I need to see if this gets any better.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me says, I don't want to.
Well, let me just do a quick look here.
Because, you know, it ended with, you know, like I said, getting kind of good. But the way it's from the previous show, it looks like there's going to be, like, some ultimate tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see how it goes. Because myself as a fighter, some of the stuff he was doing, I don't know what sport they're allowed in. But last time I checked, you can't jump up, wrap your legs around the dude's head, and continuously punch him in the face.
Right.
And for some reason, he seems like he's a lot bigger, a lot smaller than everybody else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks completely jacked.
I'll have to double check after we record the show, see if there's a way for you to watch the rest of the series. Without having to dig into your pocket. That's what I mean to say.
Yeah.
So, you give it a bit of an eh
take. Yeah.
Yeah, rating. Well, at least you tried.
I mean, if you're an anime fan, you might like this. But, not for me. Oh. I want to thank Vicious Smith, you know, for at least trying. You know, it's appreciated.
Okay. Well, like you said, Vicious, not his thing. Had its moments, but not his thing. But he is interested in finding out what happens next. To a point.
Yes.
To a point.
I think, you know, Vicious might take this as the victory, that the fact that I kind of want to know what goes on next.
Yep. Well, we'll have to see how he responds.
Yes.
So, that about wraps up this episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. Yes. I know it's a short episode, even though it's been a while since we've been back. But hopefully we should have Bluonic and
Sagamon,
Bastet and training Sagnamont.
Whatever.
I know, there's like 100...
Sacagaweas, potato chips.
And she's not here to defend herself while you try to pronounce her name.
Taco Bell.
Remember, visit our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you'd like us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Anvil's under Anvil63. You know, Panelicious brought down the law and told Bluonic to get his own Twitter account?
Wow. He's not going to do it.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I say he won't.
Anyway, we are on Facebook at facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade. You can like us on there. You can join our Facebook group. Just no trolls, please. We have a distaste for the troll people.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like trolls?
Well, especially those that try to talk out of their ass and not say anything good and post just to be a douche.
Yeah.
Those types of trolls. Trolls from the douche kingdom. There.
Okay, we'll take it.
Okay. You don't have to do the super long one.
Check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood. Also, check out Geek Aggro. The Issues Program. JC Sargent. The Vagabonds. Also, check out Get Punched. You know, you check them out on Facebook. They got some really good products over there. Team Prodalsa Ray. Also, like I said earlier, come meet us up at Cage Titans FC January 28th at the Plymouth Memorial Hall in Plymouth, Mass.
Mm-hmm. Now, next week, there is the press event.
Yes.
We're going to try to make it out there. I think 90% guaranteed we'll make it out there and talk with some of the fighters there. Maybe we can report on some of that on next week's show.
Yeah. I mean, it should be a good time. We have a lot coming up. We have a lot of good people we're working with, so.
Yep. Also, Bluonic finally found something where we can actually record video game footage, so we can start doing more video reviews for video games.
Oh, we are so excited.
Yes.
You can hear it in my voice.
He's very sleepy.
Shut up. Punch you in the nose.
Fine.
And every time I punch somebody in the face, a kitten cries.
I thought that happens every time you masturbate.
No, I said kitten cries, not dies.
That's what it is. You got the two mixed up.
I can't believe we just said that on the show.
Well, blame the Domo Queen for that. So, let's just stick a fork in it. Until next time, this is Kimmy B. Duck.
This is Ando.
Saying sayonara, bitches. We are the Bastards.
What's up, bitch?